The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Wednesday morning to you. Hopefully you had a happy 4th. It's roll up your sleeves work day today. That's right, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. here in Central Time. On the Power Hour Independence Day sale, because of the fact you got your freedom yesterday, or at least you get to commemorate what's left of it, we have a 10% off site-wide sale all week long at the Power Mall. There is no code necessary. That 10% off is applied at checkout, excluding dropship products, of course. We have Orega O's gummies back in stock, and Duraflow water filter replacements are now back in stock via dropship orders. Want to do a special shout out here on the prayer list. Mike would like your prayers. He has neuropathy from spinal stenosis. He's almost paralyzed and he's got heart issues. He'd also like prayers for Rob, the homeless man from California. Father, we just thank you for the situation for all of those who are afflicted right now. This day, yes, we're celebrating our freedom, but there are people who are not free. They're in bondage. We just thank you for all of those who feel the stress of what's going on right now in America to just lift their situation up and understand that, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can. And we're just lifting the situation up to you to bless us with your grace and keep us safe with your hedge of protection and heal us, those that believe to be healed. We know that your son did that when he walked the face of the earth, Father. And we just thank you for our blessings, for the lives of others that we have the opportunity to bless, and for our health in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen, please? Thank you. Now I've got some serious news. We have a phone number that you can listen to the Power Hour by calling, and I want you to write it down. It's 631-359-8232. And there is a number that you can call if you have questions about how to reach us at the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Yes, that is the Power Mall number. Or if you have internet access, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, it's official. Because of the lack of donations and orders on the Power Mall, we are officially ending our shortwave frequency. I know. What? Yep, sorry. It costs a lot of money every month, thousands of dollars a month to run shortwave, and we cannot do it any longer. So there are, you know, you can try to get a Rick satellite system to listen to us, or you can listen to us by phone at 631-359-8232. The Rick satellite system is $269, including shipping, and he'll even help you set it up. Dials right into Galaxy 19 satellite, and you can actually listen to the show. That's another way to do it besides calling our phone number. For those of you shopping on thepowerhour.com, we have a partners tab you can click on. And of course, any of these partners that you shop with, please be sure to take 5 minutes to call us and let us know or send us an email that you bought something from them so we can get credit for the purchases, because we still have to stay on the air despite the fact that we are ending our shortwave frequency. That is official. You just heard it. Sorry. Stop whining. I know it's the only way you get us, but you're going to have to find another way to get us. One of those is by phone, 631-359-8232. Write it down. We want to keep you up to date because there's a lot of things shaking right now. We're in mission critical. We have to stay on the air, and that's the sad state of affairs when we don't have the income we need because the economy is sucking wind. Monica, back in the closet. Not that kind of sucking wind. No, the sucking wind is the economy is so bad. Right now, the commercial shoe is about to drop all over the country. And I'm going to have more news on the economy here this morning. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm just warning you and cautioning you outside to be careful. Get yourself oriented and aligned economically while you still have time. We have a government that has pretty much set the switch on self-destruct. And we have to rise up above that. We have to be the responsible ones here because our government is not. And we also have, for those of you that have internet access, we have a PowerMall.com newsletter tab and a ThePowerHour.com newsletter tab. It's the. Put the in front of each one. Otherwise, you're going to get some cockamamie website out there that doesn't make sense. I like that word, cockamamie. We don't use that word often enough. Thank you, Clint, for that. Rick Satellite, we're going to be giving away another one. My understanding is he's going to be on next week to do it. I know we put you off, but you know what? We've had letters coming in. People have been writing letters and sending letters in. And it's a good thing because they all want a Rick Satellite system. It's okay. You can do that. You can call Rick. You can look up ricksatelliteusa.com on the internet or call him at 816-228-1801 and get more information about it. $269 for the entire system, include shipping. And when you get it and you set it up, there are no fees after that. And you can listen to gobs and gobs of radio and TV channels, and the government does not know what you're listening to and what you're soaking up. And listen to stuff from all over the world. Hopefully, we're going to get J.D. Rucker on in the next hour. He's got a Substack page. He's a Christian husband, father, and patriot in Southern California, independent journalist who operates several sites, including America First Report. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be, he also is the co-founder of Prepper Organics and the Liberty Daily. He's the editor of that and the publisher of the Discern Report. So, you know, we're going to get down to some real truth here in the next hour. But of course, first we have to get to our news 7 minutes after the hour of 7 Central here. I know you're all just reeling from the announcement I just made, but I'm sorry. That's what has to happen in order for us to stay afloat. We have to cut costs and cut corners, and that's one of them. It's a big expense every month. Find another way to listen. The UN's nuclear watchdog in today's top 5 news stories from not Tom Brokjoff. No, it's me. The UN's nuclear watchdog says Japan can release nuclear waste from Fukushima into the ocean. Oh, my. I know you're all sitting there going, yep, these people at the International Atomic Energy Agency, I don't get it. It'll be a negligible radiological impact on the people in the environment. Really? Like it was before? I think these people don't understand the word half-life, some of this stuff. You just imagine our entire grid going down in the United States and every single one of these nuke plants, all of a sudden we have Chernobyls all over the U.S. See, and if we were doing coal-fired powered plants on generators that could, you know, continue to run, we could survive one of these attacks, EMP and cyber and all that other good stuff, which we are hearing from all of our back channels that it is coming. Are you ready for this? You've got your powder dry. You counted the number of neighbors you have. The ones who are prepared versus the ones who aren't, and you've assessed the situation. No, and this is not like that movie with Mike Myers, you ass the window. No, it's not like that. You have to assess what's going on in the area around you and whether or not your people are self-sufficient. Do they have a garden? Are they gardening? Are you gardening and they're not? These are things you have to look at. I mean, now we're talking about releasing wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. I wonder, you're going to know probably within a week or two, once that wastewater gets put into the Pacific, exactly what the environmental impact is going to be. You're going to know because there are going to be dead fish floating on the water. The National Archives has concluded its review of JFK assassination documents with 99% of them made public, according to the White House. Really? The White House said this? Which White House? Oh, you mean the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? That White House? I didn't know White Houses could talk. But you see, this is how the media writes their news stories. The White House talks. The White House said on Friday, oh, no, it was KJP. Should we believe her? She's a pathological liar. The Shirley Temple wannabe that they call a press secretary? What a joke. 99%. Whatever to the 1% out there. Is the 1% the whodunit? Bet you it is. I know, you're just chomping at the bit over that one. Yeah, we're going to go read all these 99% of the records, right? Like, does this matter to you right now? Is that the most important thing in your life? Oh, look, the National Archives has released the JFK assassination documents. Let's go spend the rest of our life researching what happened to JFK way back in 1963. Let's just occupy our every waking minute because God knows we don't have anything better to do with ourselves, right? Oh, man, I just, you know, some of this stuff, I got to pick it apart. You know me, I'm just going to do it because this is what criticism and cynicism and everything of what's going on in today's what they call themselves journalists. What a joke. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, by the way, speaking of disasters, he sent a letter to JB, you know, the ice cream hair sniffer, ice cream licker, mental acuity office furniture that's occupying space at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, whether he's lawfully entitled to do it or not. Governor Mike DeWine has asked him to declare a major disaster in response to the train derailment because Pete Buttigieg obviously doesn't give a damn. The incident, of course, as you know, resulted in the release of hazardous chemicals from several rail cars operated by Norfolk Southern and raised health concerns among local residents who are suffering from mental crises. So now we need federal assistance. I got a question, Governor DeWine. How long ago did this disaster happen? Why are you just now asking for this? Why'd you wait so long? See, this is where I'm thinking outside the box. This is months ago, and you're just now asking for disaster assistance? What is wrong with you, sir? Do you not care? Oh, it didn't. I know you're in NIMBY. It didn't affect you directly, so why should you be worried about it? We'll just wait and see how many people complain, and then we'll send him a letter. Maybe he'll respond. Maybe he won't. Oh, that town's occupied by, come on, man. The town's occupied by mostly Republicans. We're not going to give him a dime. See, this is the way they're thinking in D.C. right now. Now, they're dealing with people throwing Molotov cocktails at buildings. That's what they're dealing with now because they basically allowed the entire economy there and their entire infrastructure to implode. Yeah, well, not as many cops on the street. A federal judge has made an historic ruling by partially granting an injunction that blocks various Biden administration officials and government agencies, such as the DOJ and the FBI, from working with big tech firms to censor posts on social media. Hallelujah. The injunction came in response to a censorship by proxy lawsuit brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, or for those of you locals there, Missouri, who have accused Biden and his bunch of clandestine misfits and various government agencies out there that have all these different acronyms that really they're not elected, are pressuring social media companies to suspend accounts or take down posts. Get that, right? China is hiding, you ready for this? $3 trillion of foreign currency in shadow reserves, adding unknown risks to the global economy, according to a former Treasury official. Half of China's currency reserves are hidden. The country's State Administration of Foreign Exchange reported $3.12 trillion in foreign assets last December. This according to former Treasury Department official Brad Setzer. He says he estimates that foreign exchange reserves actually sit around $6 trillion. China's so big that how it manages its economy and currency matters enormously to the world, he wrote in the China Project. Yet over time, the way it manages its currency and foreign exchange reserves have become much less transparent, creating new kinds of risk for the global economy. So now you're asking yourself, as we conclude our top five news stories, whether or not China could collapse our economy. They're trying to prop up the yuan, you know that. In world news, at 15 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., for those of you clock watching, get that big gulp. We still have the Joyce Riley coffee mugs right here for your $100 donation or more, and we will send you one so you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. She's the one that was our founding educator here on the Power Hour. And, of course, there's our logo. There's Joyce. There's our logo. There's Joyce. Knowledge is power right there. Constitution, flag, Power Hour logo. Nice cup of coffee. Oh, it's empty. You need to fill it. And the only way to do that is to buy one with your donation. $100 or more, we're going to send you one. And you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. That keeps us on the air, too. You know, just do something good, right? Putin and Xi. You know those names? The names you know. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping shared the same stage on Tuesday. They're at the virtual summit of a Shanghai-headquartered regional security organization. In the wake of an aborted Wagner, however you want to say it, mutiny that had political implications for both nations. You really think so? I'm telling you what, folks. For those of you who are going to buy into that garbage, Putin could squash that guy like a bug if he wanted to. Cockroach. He's got a very big footprint, trust me. He could have taken this guy out anytime he wanted to, but like I said, this is all tit for tat. Meant to rope-a-dope, you know, the old Sugar Ray Leonard, remember that? You were watching the fist swing around in the air while he was punching you with the other one. French media, by the way, you know, the riots are still going on in Paris. And now we have a vigilante gang. They're all wearing masks. And they're tying up rioters in one town. Of course, the French language publications have picked it up. The mayor says no such thing exists and tells locals to call the police if they witness unrest. But apparently what these vigilante gangs are doing is they're going around zip-tying rioters and calling the fuzz and handing them over to the fuzz. Interesting. Oh, excuse me, in France it's the gendarme. Yeah, parlez-vous français? Yes, parlez-vous français? I've taken 3 years of it. All right, so we know. I'm making fun. But this is interesting. Now that we have a vigilante gang out there helping the cops restore law and order by zip-tying rioters. Oh, that's amazing. Add zip ties to your list, folks. The kind that go around, the heavy-duty ones that go around both wrists. Add that to your impressionable storage unit. Those of you, yeah, you could see how those might come in handy. Yep. Yeah, you might have to find your neighbors if they show up at your doorstep and get unruly. You never know. It's always good to have them. They aren't expensive. Add your prepper list. French media. Yeah, they're having fun over there with this whole thing. But, I mean, Paris is burning and the State Department is warning people to be careful over there, especially if you're an American in Paris. Saudi Arabia and Russia, both members of the OPEC Plus oil cartel and the two largest oil exporters in the world, have announced deeper production cuts. And what's that going to do? You've now decreased supply. So what's going to happen to market prices? Whoosh, upwards. The cuts added up to a 1.5% reduction in the global supply of oil, Saudi Arabia unilaterally reduced its production by 1 million barrels per day in June. And of course, they keep doing it. They're going to do it again. So I don't care how much little hair sniffer Joe goes over there and kisses the sheik's ring, you know, Pope on a rope, whatever. I mean, they're not going to do it. They're choking us off. We should know. We have all these reserves here in America, and they're choking us off. Saudi Arabia and Russia must be contributing to this because that's what is going to happen to gas prices. And little Senor Biden can whine all he wants to. But what I want to know is how the cocaine got into the White House. Yeah, that's on our In Case You Missed It. People didn't know. But yeah, that's what happened. They found cocaine in the White House. Did Hunter leave it there? I know, that's probably the first thing everybody thought. Yep, Hunter must have left it there. Yep. How much of it did Joe blow? That's what I want to know. A UN meeting. Oh, this is really funny. Now the UN is setting up an AI for Good global summit. That's starting in Geneva, Switzerland tomorrow. They're seeking ways to advise the globalist organization on governance issues alongside efforts to control the spread of AI and human augmentation. And you're going, okay, what does that mean? Yeah, well, we've got like, what, 3,000 experts from companies like Microsoft and Amazon, as well as academics and non-governmental organization representatives taking part alongside 40 UN sister agencies, all co-convened by the government of Switzerland. Oh, they want to control AI, all right. They're going to turn it into surveillance state. Guaranteed. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, was able to visit detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich for the second time in Moscow on July 3rd. That would be yesterday, day before. Ambassador Tracy reports that Mr. Gershkovich is in good health and remains strong despite his circumstances. U.S. Embassy officials will continue to provide all appropriate support to Mr. Gershkovich and his family, providing us with regular consular access, calling on the Russian Federation to immediately release him, saying the charges against him are baseless espionage. He's a reporter, for crying out loud. It's 22 minutes after the hour, and that's your world news. Now we move into use news. That would be U.S. news, but we call it use news for those of you that are trying to get that first cup of coffee down. The Supreme Court is not going to disturb a ruling recognizing gender dysphoria under disability law. This is the case that was filed and ruled upon June 30th. To deny the petition for certiorari, which is what you have to file, a writ or petition for certiorari, to the Supreme Court. This is the case of Kincaid v. Williams, court file 22-633, for those of you taking notes. It's important because it's being interpreted as a victory for the transgender rights movement. Because individuals suffering from gender dysphoria are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Okay, now understand something right now. Don't panic with that. Let's go outside the box here for those of you who aren't fans of the TG community. Understand they have in the psychiatric arena, the term gender dysphoria under DSM-4 and 5 and subsequent publications, it is a medical condition. It's a psychological condition. It is a disability to those suffering from it. In other words, those who have gender dysphoria have a mental condition, according to what this ruling is about. So now that we recognize and understand that it's covered under disability law, understand that, you know, they're probably going to try to get another case up in front of them. But what it also means is that anybody that is transgender or suffering from dysphoria having to do with gender identity has a medical illness. And this is how the Supreme Court has chosen to recognize it, because the current ruling has been allowed to stand. So understand where we're going with this. Yeah, I know half of you are like, yeah, we knew all those TGs and those queers. We knew they were sick. Yeah, well, you can keep thinking that way if you so choose. You can feel sorry for them. You can still, you know, love them, love thy neighbors yourself, even though you don't agree with it. If they cause you to stumble, get away from them. You don't have to put up with their garbage. But, you know, when they try to take it out in front of your children, yes, you have a right to stand up and fight for your kids. You have that right. They have that right to speak. But if what they say makes no sense and it sounds stupid, then you have to have your data, your facts, and say, I'm so sorry, you're ill. And they're going to look at you like, what? Well, don't you know gender dysphoria is protected under the ADA? What? Yeah. You see, they might have opened up a new Pandora's box. You just never know. It depends on how the other side, and we're talking about the leftists, how they think about this. You know, like I said, what you do in your closet is your business, but when you take it out on the street and you take it in front of somebody's kids, that's a problem. You will stand before God, and that's all I got to say about that. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Yep. Stupid is as stupid does. I like Gumpisms, don't you? The IRS Security Summit partners are warning taxpayers of a new scam out there. Here's the thing. There are mailings, they're cardboard envelopes from a delivery service, and when you open them up, it includes a letter that allegedly is on IRS masthead, and the wording says, in relation to your unclaimed refund. And this is language that tricks you into thinking you're owed a refund, and what they want is for you to send in personal information, including detailed pictures of your driver's licenses, social security numbers, bank account information. Yeah. And they're going to steal your identity. Okay. So no, don't do that. We have more You Snooze coming at you after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We will be back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Wednesday. Roll up your sleeves, Wednesday. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. Yep, we do that right here every morning, Monday through Friday, on the Power Hour. And welcome back, of course, for those of you that did not catch the first segment. Because of the lack of donations and orders at the Power Mall, shortwave is going away. I have not been given a D-Day yet, but I'm going to check into this after we get off the air today and find out exactly when. Could be the end of the month. Don't know. But it's going away. So you're going to have to find another way to listen to the show. If you have a cell phone or landline, you can call 631-359-8232. And you can listen by phone if you don't have one of the RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. We were talking about the Internal Revenue Service and the scams that are out there. A former Treasury Secretary under the Reagan administration is warning that the Americans should remain skeptical about this IRS proposal out there, a pilot program that would allow you, the taxpayer, to file your taxes directly with the IRS rather than using a service like TurboTax or H&R Block. You see, here's how former Treasury Secretary Baby Cannon wrote in his opinion article. Without knowing the details of the direct file proposal, taxpayers should be skeptical given how the IRS and the Treasury Department started this initiative without having the proper authority from their elected representatives. Now, that's number one. Now, the second thing is rather than easing Americans' headaches over filing their taxes, the new government-run method would only worsen their filing woes, specifically because of the fact that America needs money, your money. How do you know that you're going to get every single tax break you're entitled to and that all of a sudden you're not going to find yourself owing gobs of money because somebody out there is looking out for the government rather than you, the taxpayer? Get what I'm saying? Hope so. Yeah, I think you still need to get your taxes prepared by somebody that's why I use a CPA every year. I'm sorry. They don't seem to argue with CPAs and people like that, especially if you have a business. You're an individual or sole proprietor, boy. They got you. They got you. Said the spider to the fly. And of course, we told you the other day about Fox reporter Bill Malugin down at the border, taking pictures of the border, a border patrol agent cutting an open section of razor wire for an illegal immigrant family. Well, it was necessary to apprehend them. We had to let them through. We had to cut the razor wire. We had to let them through so we can apprehend them. Really? Why didn't you tell them? Go about 20 miles that way to the next port of entry. Yeah, this is, see, something funny is going on at the border, folks. This is the first time Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety officials, know this happened, and it's being looked into for potential destruction of Texas property, according to what Malugin said in his Twitter post. The federal government's position is that once migrants are on U.S. soil under U.S. law, they need to be processed and cannot be repelled or turned away. Texas, on the other hand, is taking just the opposite approach, has been physically blocking migrants under direct orders from Governor Greg Abbott. But you see, Abbott, I hate to use the word armchair governor, because I didn't want to say wheelchair governor. All right, I said it. But this is it. When you run everything from a wheelchair, an armchair, I don't feel sorry for this guy. He's the freaking governor. He has the ability to put the screws to this. He's got three different. He's got the Texas Air National Guard, the Army National Guard, the regular Reserve Guard. Got three different sources he could send to the border, arrest all the CBP, turn everybody away, open fire on those coming across the border and chase them all back. Will he do it? No. But he's got the power to do it. He'd declare an emergency and tell Senator Biden and all of his band of merry idiots in D.C. to go piss up a drainpipe, as my old man used to say. You know, see, until the states put their foot down and say, no, this stuff is going to go on. It's going to continue. An ex-Pfizer employee faces insider trading charges. I guess there's more than just one. Amit Dagar, 44 years old, lives in Hillsborough, New Jersey. You know what? He found out what was going on with this drug Paxlovid, learning that that drug performed favorably a day before the drug trial results were made public. So he went and bought a bunch of calls. And between him and his buddy, Atul Bhaiwapukar, kind of hard to pronounce, who also purchased short-dated Pfizer stock options before the trial results were announced, made a total of about $350,000. I'm wondering whether that's better than what Martha, that got her jail term for insider trading. Martha Stewart, you remember her, don't you? Yep, she survived jail. But these guys, I mean, Amit and Atul, oh, my gosh, by golly, I'm not like you liking that. Yeah, they're going after him. A federal judge has blocked two provisions of a Florida law that bans foreign nationals from registering voters and makes it a third-degree felony for those collecting voter information to retain a voter's information for purposes unrelated to voter registration. Apparently, they're out there doing it, so Florida passed the law, and a federal judge just blocked it. So that means now foreign nationals can continue to register voters without being prosecuted, and retain their voter information for whatever purposes they so choose. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you had a good July 4th.
It was uneventful, which is good.
I'll tell you what, I had some good friends over, and we definitely ate a lot of food. It was very nice. But, hey, did I hear you say you're getting ready to go off shortwave?
Yep, we are.
Oh, is that immediate, or do you know when?
I will have more information for you tomorrow. I don't know the date, but it's coming soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. You have an awesome show. I got to figure out another way. I got to figure out a way to get my daily dose of toxicity and poison, brother. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know. Well, see, we've got a phone number that you can call, and you can listen by phone. Yep, the speakerphone at 631-359-8232. 631-359-8232, and that's another way. If you don't have internet, you can certainly go that route. You can send a letter in and maybe win one of our RickSatelliteUSA.com systems, and that would be cool. That way you could definitely listen to us via vis-a-vis satellite. Those are two ways we can do it because, I mean, see, you have to understand these to do shortwave through WWCR, we're talking about thousands of dollars a month to keep that service up. And when we don't have everybody buying from the Power Mall and they're buying through Amazon or they're not buying at all, and because of the economy and because of the fact that, you know, the donations aren't there. We've tried the coffee mug thing. I don't know how long that's going to last, but we have to watch our bucks like everybody else. It was a business decision. So don't know what else to say. I'm disappointed. I'm sorry, but you know, we have to do what we have to do to stay on the air because it's better we continue to broadcast than not because we need to get the news out.
Yeah, right, right. Well, I'll figure out another way to listen to you. I've gotten to where I just got addicted, definitely. I wake up in the morning and I turn your show on. It's like, well, you're just putting out the truth, and you're putting out unfiltered news, and it's the truth, and it's just a good way to start the day. And I definitely got addicted to it, and so I'm gonna have
well,
to figure out another way to do it. Huh?
I'm glad you're addicted. I stuck the news needle in your arm. Yep. You can take the rubber band off now, Jeff. It's okay.
Yeah. No, Dave, I'll tell you, you have a great show, man, and I respect people like yourselves that are just standing up and putting out the true news. And you know, you talk about the gospel of Christ and the word of God, and it's very enlightening and means a lot. And I mean, I really respect you for standing up the way you do.
Well, I appreciate you too, Jeff, because one, your service to the country, and secondly, you know, we both took that same oath, and we understand what the Constitution is. We understand what our enemies, both foreign and domestic, are, and what's to come if we don't stand up and do something. So, I mean, yeah, we have a joint task here, especially since you're a vet like me. We have a joint task, and that is to help right upright our country. So I appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, I'll do no doubt. Yes, sir.
Really
thank you, Dave. I appreciate
God bless you, sir. I'm glad you had a happy 4th. Thank you so much. Chris in Kentucky, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. It's been a while, but yeah, you know, this is a good listen. We need to get prepared because don't get rid of your shortwaves, because if we lose internet, like, you know, a lot of Europe's losing internet. That could happen here, although all the chaos going on in the world. But it's very important. Yeah, I was looking at the Rick Satellite website. It's very reasonable in price. If you don't have internet, there's an address at the bottom where you can even mail a check to them with free shipping if you want to get it.
Well, if you have a debit card, Chris, you can even give Rick the debit card over the phone. He will send you the thing out. He'll help you install it. And once it's up, You don't have anything to worry about. You don't have to pay for anything anymore. There's no subscription fees. I mean, I love this thing. I have one myself. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I wonder, how big is the dish? It's about, looks 48 inches?
It's almost that. Yeah, it's about 41 inches, something like that, 42, somewhere in there. It's a very compact system, and as long as you can point it to the south, you're good.
Yep, it's perfect. You know, I think there's, you know, also I want to bring up, a lot of this 4th of July, a lot of people are distressed about what's happening in America because the fireworks, a lot of them did not go off because a lot of people know are starting to wake up. The economy is really going down. I've seen flags flying upside down in some of the parts of my neighborhood.
Wow.
They know the country. Yes, I saw two of them. They're two of the guys. One guy I talked to is a veteran.
Yeah, well, now there you go. I mean, that's a distress signal right there for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is a distress signal.
Wow. That is awesome. That's the first I've heard. You're the first one that's called up to the show, Chris, and told us that people are flying their flags upside down. I know that people, it's been done a long time ago, but what they're doing, oh, and by the way, the dish is around 35 inches from what I've just been told. My back channel thing just came on and told me what the dimension was. It's about 35 inches around. So people are putting their postage stamps upside down. And those things are going to keep going up and up and up and up and up. Every January and July, they're going to raise the cost of postage, first class, just so you know.
Yeah.
This whole thing is a sneaky way to try to rape and rob our economy while the government enriches itself. So, folks, be careful.
Yeah, and BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard are all just looting us.
Mm-hmm.
They want this country to be like what France is right now. That's what they're pushing for. But we got to take a stand, folks.
Because
if we lay down to this, it's going to be too late.
It is. Well, I mean, we're going to end up in a firefight. That's just it. I mean, if it's not with your neighbors, it's going to be with, you know, the black SUVs rolling up. I mean, here's the thing, Chris. I mean, look at the number of Americans in this country that own guns, and then look how many people in the government are armed and actually know how to use them. And you compare the numbers of Americans owning guns versus the government, we outnumber them about 200 to 1. And we're scared? We're scared, really? I don't know. I just, you know, it's going to take a certain trigger to set this off. But I mean, we had a civil war once. History repeats itself. Those who are ignorant of are condemned to repeat it.
Absolutely. Start local, folks. Get to your county commissioners, and most of all, your sheriff. There's good people in government on your local levels. Get this information out there, because a lot of them do not know about the elite over their shoulders. They don't.
Yep. Very good. Good advice. Wow. Upside down flags. Jesus Christ, help us. All right. Thank you, Chris, for your call. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir, for that information. Folks, you see, that's the kind of input I want to hear this morning. The phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. If you are listening to the show right now in Central Time, it's 47 minutes after the hour. Now, of course, the analysts are all out about politics, and there's going to be 34 U.S. Senate seats on ballots across the nation November next year, right? Including 20 held by Democrats, 3 held by independents, 11 by Republicans. Of the 20 seats now held by incumbent Democrats, at least 8 are in states defined as competitive in initial assessments by elections rating services such as Sabato's Crystal Ball and Inside Elections. With 3 Senate Democrats in states won by former President Donald Trump in 2020, West Virginia, Montana, and Ohio. Of the 11 U.S. Senate seats held by GOP incumbents, all are in states rated as securely red, although Texas, where Senator Ted Cruz is seeking a third term, is regarded by Inside Elections as a battleground Republican. You know, this is a battleground Republican state where a Democrat is expected to be competitive. In addition to that, Senator Mitt Romney, if he chooses to run, is going to face a real stiff primary challenge because people are tired of Mitt. Yep, it's time to take the Mitt off. The Mitts are off. Yep. So, Senators Angus King of Maine and Bernie Sanders of Vermont are heavily favored to be reelected, even though Sanders hasn't formally said he's going to run. Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona hasn't announced her 2024 intentions yet, but Carrie Lake is thinking about it very strongly. Republicans seem to think that they can control or take over the Senate in the 2024 elections. However, you know, for this country to survive, we got to get rid of the rhinos. We've had another member, Eric Burleson, has joined the Freedom Caucus in the House. And of course, the reason is, and we put this under the Second Amendment category, Eric Burleson has an affinity for flame throwing, and he had his flamethrower out there. Yeah, he was showing, there's a video on there on social media showing Republican Eric Burleson of Missouri rolling out of the scene in a four-wheeler, praising American independence, shooting an AR-15 and torching a hot dog with a flamethrower. It was awesome, folks. You want to freak somebody out, that'll get them. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, you were just talking with that previous caller about the possibility of civil war in America, and you were talking about how the armed patriots outnumber the government 200-1. And what I suggest is that patriots pray for a great new war leader like George Washington to get them organized against the Congress.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know, there's all these patriots, you know, ready to go, I think, but they haven't got a leader to organize them and keep together and point them in the right direction. And so I think it would be a good idea for patriots to pray, you know, for a great, I don't think the colonists would have beat the British, except that they had that great general, George Washington, to get them organized and to, you know, keep them together and point them in the right direction. And so I think I suggest patriots pray for a new George Washington, a war leader that would help them win against the communists.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, I've got another idea, too. DV put out an article that I put online for people to read on her email blast. And what she suggested was that every state in the union, like they tried in Arizona, but Governor Jan Brewer defeated it, vetoed it, start a constitutional militia in your state. Get a hold of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You're in Arkansas. She's a God-fearing woman. Get a hold of her and say, look, Governor, we need to have a constitutional militia established in our state. Please make it happen. We'll find you the support. We'll help, you know, law-abiding citizens who understand the purposes of the Constitutional Amendment number 2. We'll get it. And we'll back you, Governor Sanders. We'll find a way to help support you. Just form a constitutional militia. Get the legislator to pass a law to set one up. This is what every state in the United States of America needs to do right now. I mean, here's the thing. We got the NRA, the Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Coalition. NRA just filed a legal challenge or intervened in one against the pistol brace rule implemented by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So now they're going to try to stop that from happening. So that's a good thing. Joe, I appreciate your phone call and appreciate your prayers too. Jim in Missouri, you're on. We got a short bit of window here. Go ahead.
You were saying a few minutes ago something about we've already had a civil war in this country, but truth is the only civil war we ever had in this country was between Missouri and Kansas, but that's not what I called about. What I called about was to find out, is there any updates on them putting that nasty vaccine crap in the food, injecting the livestock and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, there is some new news on the on that front. Now that we've got a couple of minutes left over, I'll answer your question here. We have the Conscious Greens Purple Power Baby Greens Blend, which is CRISPR-edited food that's now available to U.S. consumers through Pairwise. It's coming. It's your new gene-edited salad, mustard greens that have been genetically altered. Here's another interesting thing. There is a company called Aqua Bounty, and they're a genetic-engineered salmon farm located in Pioneer, Ohio, and the whole project has been paused. They're talking about producing 10,000 metric tons of this stuff that they want to call salmon. It's genetically engineered, and God only knows what. But because construction's been halted, because they were going to stock it in late 2024, but because of steep rise in construction costs, they put the brakes on the whole operation. So thank God for that. Haven't heard yet about the mRNA in the meat yet. That hasn't been made official. We don't know. Just be careful who you buy from. Check with your local butcher. That's the best I can surmise at this point in time. Wow, that's heavy-duty stuff. We're at the break. Jim, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And, of course, we're going to try to get J.D. Rucker on the show to continue this conversation because geopolitics, elections, and culture wars are getting crazy here in America. We need to get a handle on this thing. Hopefully, we're going to have some good news, opinions, and quotes, and some decent, no-nonsense solutions to our dilemma here in the next hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.